In the last several Evidence for God devotionals, we've discussed the predictions given by the God of the Bible through Moses, David the psalmist, Jeremiah, and others about the nation of Israel. And each time we see that the Bible is infallible and its prophecies are 100% accurate. We're providing proof not only for the book called the Bible, but obviously for the author of the Bible, God. So for the next few minutes, we want to look at what Jesus said about Israel in prophecy. And we start by seeing that Jesus predicted the utter destruction of Jerusalem, including the temple, nearly four decades before it happened. In Matthew 24:2, we read, "And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things?" He's talking about the Temple Mount. "Verily I say unto you, that there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And if you visit Jerusalem and the Temple Mount today, or just view the videos, you can actually see the live cam over there, and you'll see to this day, nearly 2,000 years later, that Jesus' prediction came to pass exactly as he described it. Jesus then predicted that when the end times would come, the Jews would be hated and killed by all nations, or as we might put it, the United Nations. And that's exactly what is coming to pass. In Matthew 24:9, Jesus said, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." And today, the Jews are the most maligned, hated, and attacked people group in the world. In the United Nations, there have been more resolutions passed that condemn Israel than all other nations combined. As we record this devotional, Israel is being condemned for defending itself and trying to free more than 100 Jews being held hostage in Gaza after Hamas attacked southern Israel on October 7, 2023, raping, torturing, and murdering Jews. Most of the Jews were killed, but they were unarmed. They were just innocent civilians. Many men and women were gang raped and mutilated or burned beyond recognition, and yet a couple of billion people on the planet right now condemn Israel while rarely or never calling for the release of the Jewish hostages being held by the Muslim terrorists in Gaza. These prophecies from Jesus are amazing. And there's much more to this, by the way, but we want to point out that Jesus prophesied that when we see these conditions in the world, in Israel and among the Jews, we know that we are in the last days. And it all began when Israel, sometimes pictured as the fig tree in Scripture, would begin to bloom and become established again as a nation after nearly 2,000 years of being scattered among the nations. In Matthew 24:32 and 33, Jesus said, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree." And remember, that fig tree represents Israel. "When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors." Never in human history has a race of people been scattered, had their land taken from them, and then forced to live all over the world like wandering nomads, only to return to the land still as an identifiable race, still speaking their ancient language with the same basic religion and culture. And the fact that the Bible, and Jesus specifically, predicted these things, and these prophecies are coming to pass without any inaccuracies or failure, is an amazing proof that God wrote the Bible and that this is clear evidence for God. Before closing, we need to mention that Jesus also gave the amazing prophecies about Israel found in the book of Revelation, but that requires its own segment, and we'll cover those in a future Evidence for God devotional. But in the meantime, we urge you to fully embrace God and His book. Saturate your mind with its words. Memorize just one Bible verse per week. Read the Bible through each year and attend and take part in local church Bible studies. If you don't have a good Bible church, join us at bbfohio.com.